quick thank you to our sponsors for making this podcast possible. They keep this show free to listen to. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her questions via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her responses or use their voice-to-text feature. And mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. This book becomes a legacy, something your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I used mylifeinabook.com to compile my own stories to give to my daughters for Mother's Day. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code PEACE at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code PEACE for 10% off today. I came to parenting with everything I learned in childhood: yelling, punishing, controlling, and shaming. After trying almost every method, I found connected parenting and was totally shocked when empathy, listening, doing away with rewards and consequences, and being a safe place actually worked. It moved the behaviors of my children and it felt good, especially with my very strong-willed and highly sensitive oldest daughter. This podcast was born out of the idea of sharing the message and helping parents find more peace in a modern world. Welcome to the Peace and Parenting Podcast. So glad you're here. Hello, welcome back to the Peace and Parenting Podcast. I'm here again with a lovely guest, Shannon, who has come with a parenting question. So Shannon, hi, welcome. And would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Shannon. Thanks so much for having me on. I have a very strong-willed, creative three-year-old daughter named Livy, and I have a few questions on connection.
Great. So why don't we just dive right in with your strong-willed, lovely girl who I can totally relate to, I'm sure.
Recently I had the adventure of taking her to Chuck E. Cheese for a birthday party. And I've been implementing the connective parenting techniques and it's really working. But in that situation, it was just a lot of overstimulation and distraction. And so my question is really, what are some tools of connection when you're in environments like that and struggling to kind of maybe try to leave or pivot to something else?
Yeah. Try to get cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes. Let me ask you a few questions. So how long have you been using connection?
About a month now.
Okay.
I've been switching gears from timeouts and taking things away and punishments and that kind of thing.
Okay. So you're 30 days into kind of this transition.
Yes.
So we have to be mindful of that only because we might transition in our head very quickly and we might transition like, oh, I have this new ideology and I'm all in and I'm doing it.
Right.
But for our kids to kind of come to our speed, it might take them some time. So if you've been using, you know, threats and bribes and punishments and timeouts for 3 years, her expectation is that's what you're going to do. Additionally, those are connection eroders. So they really eat away at the connection that we're trying to put into place. And the biggest indicator of cooperation is connection.
Mm-hmm.
So the more connection you have in your home, the more cooperation you get. So if you've been using those tactics for some time, then the connection isn't probably where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that she's refusing would seem kind of normal and natural because she's not quite there yet.
Right.
It's going to take her a minute to get where you're at in your ideology. She has to feel more connected.
Mm-hmm.
And she has to know, no matter what, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you're not going to just revert to timeouts because kids don't know, right? They think, oh, I don't know what my mom's going to do. She did timeout 30 days ago. Now she's not. Is this the real norm? Or is she just going to, and am I the strong-willed, highly sensitive kid? where I'm just going to push back counter will at everything she does because I'm not quite up to speed with this connection piece.
Totally.
So to expect, you know, the connection, especially in Chuck E. Cheese, is a really tough environment to get connection anyway. You have to be pretty high on the connection, you know, bandwagon here to get cooperation in Chuck E. Cheese. So we have to make sure we have pretty decent expectations when it comes to the three, and she's three, right? So cooperation with a three-year-old isn't exactly easy, even if you aren't using any of these techniques.
Totally.
So I think the best thing we can do, can you tell me exactly what happened? Was there like a particular?
We needed to leave.
Yeah, of course.
We had to pull ourselves away from
the beautiful, amazing Chuck E. Cheese. That's so incredible.
The animatronics and all of the lights and everything. We had to go. You know, it's time to leave. We did end up skipping around the whole place together, and that helped. I only had so many tools in my tool belt of like, how can I compete with this environment? So yeah, it was just about leaving and mostly, you know, for her, it's a lot of the transitions are really difficult.
Yeah.
But the special time has really helped with that.
Yeah.
But in terms of the Chuck E. Cheese, I mean, there was not really a way for me to have special.
I mean, Chuck E. Cheese will not be competed with for a three-year-old. That's never going to happen. So your leaving is probably going to be problematic regardless.
Yeah.
And I think you were so smart to add in the play. You know, that was something I was just going to suggest is that when we can find some sort of connection piece, and you'd like you said, special time is probably not the answer at that Chuck E. Cheese. But the play can be helpful, like make, you know, the skipping around the whole venue, or it could be, you know, doing like a game of hide and seek really quickly inside of Chuck E. Cheese. It could be doing thumb wars or eye staring contest, or it could be the hand slapping game, or it could be like, you know, how many steps can you take towards the door? Let me see you take three. You know, can you be the preschool teacher, basically?
Totally.
You know, and it's like, I think in those environments, the best you can do is use play, but you're probably going to have pushback. So when you do have pushback, and I don't know what she was saying. What was she saying?
Did not want to leave. I mean, she just...
Was she protesting, being like, I want to stay, don't make me go, like that kind of thing.
Crying and almost throwing yourself on the floor. And I'm like, I'm not going to touch your body. Like, I just want to try to, for us to like, make our way to the door. But mostly once we got out, it was don't talk to me, mommy, you know, it just was, I don't want to talk to you. She got in her car seat and that was amazing. I couldn't believe we made it out with that.
That's good. I mean, I think when the protest happens, then we can move in out of play and into empathy. Mm-hmm. So I know Chuck E. Cheese is so fun. I know you don't want to go. Tell me all the things you're going to miss about Chuck E. Cheese.
Totally.
Oh, you're going to miss the big Chuck E. Cheese guy. Oh, he's so cool. I love him too. I can't believe we have to go. This is so bad. I know.
Totally.
If you could just be on her side a little bit, not that it's going to make her complaints go away. And I think that's the other piece. Like, kids have a right to protest.
For sure.
When I have to leave vacation, it's not a good day for me. I'm not happy about it. And I want someone to hear me around that. So I think it's okay for her to protest and that we're not really trying to get them to calm down necessarily, but we do want them to know that we see them. I see you. I see you're having a hard time. I understand you. You can protest. Go right ahead. And when you're done with your protest, we're leaving. Mm-hmm. We're out of here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I think empathy.
Definitely.
Yeah. Definitely. Would be good. But if you're seeing her get out and go in her car seat and be okay, you've been doing some good connection.
It's like a 30-day challenge.
Yes.
It's like the ultimate 30-day challenge of doing the connection. And
well, you know, we have a 30-day challenge. Yeah, we have a 30-day challenge where you sign up. And did you do the 30-day challenge?
No, not yet.
Oh, you can do the 30-day challenge. And we send you a reminder every day of something you can do for your parenting.
Oh, nice.
And then you get to meet with me for 4 weeks with a group.
Awesome.
So that's a good way to get started too. But it sounds like you had your own 30-day challenge and did just
and
fine.
It culminated My midterm was at Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese, that was your test.
Yeah.
You passed, Janet. You did it. You passed.
Barely.
You didn't yell. You
no,
didn't
I didn't
threaten.
Yell.
You nope. didn't put anybody in timeout.
You didn't take anything away.
No, you did yeah. it. Yeah, you did yeah. it. You really did it. Before we continue, let's take a moment to thank our sponsors. Their support lets us keep bringing you the show completely free. This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart features a patent protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Their formula includes the most abundant protein, alpha-lac, found in breast milk, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum. ByHeart is an easy-to-digest formula, which includes prebiotics
and an 80-20 whey-to-casein ratio like an early breast milk, making it great for a newborn's digestive system. ByHeart is the only U.S.-made infant formula made with certified clean ingredients, including organic, grass-fed, whole milk, not skim. What it doesn't have is soy, corn syrup, GMOs, or palm oil. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast. Use code PEACE for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before my period. I always used to feel like I was walking in quicksand and craving the most unhealthy of foods. My sleep was always off and my moods were unpredictable. Now it's easier to manage PMS with EstroControl. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. And the biggest benefit, feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 14,000 reviews of Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off the entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code PEACE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code PEACE for 15% off today. Okay, back to the show. Okay, I think you said you had another question.
Well, it's probably along the same lines. And I know that time is definitely a factor in terms of like building this connection with my daughter. But I think another situation that sometimes is challenging is when you're maybe at dinner or like with other adults and the children are really wanting your attention, but like maybe you're checking in with your friends or whatever. And I think in that sense, it's very hard to, I don't know if you just like don't go to dinner with the kid.
Ever. You just stay in your house forever, never leave.
But, you know, I think sometimes she competes with other people's attentions in that way when there's other adults, especially if there's not any other children there.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think, well, again, the more connection that's going, like you said, the more you build it, then of course, then you'll have a baseline, right, of connection that will always be there that you guys will be able to pull from. I think setting expectations is really important for a three-year-old to go to dinner with adults. It's a hard ask. It's mm-hmm. a really big hard ask. So are you pre-planning? Did you bring things for her to play with? Are you able to get up and go do a special time in the middle of dinner because she needs that connection piece?
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. what have you planned to kind of set your both of you up for success? Have you asked your adult friends to greet her first when they come and meet? Have you said, oh, can you talk to Libby first? Can you say hi to her? Can you, you know, or do you just encourage it like, oh, Libby, say hi to my friend here. Oh, Rachel, did you know Libby has a new bike at home, a new tricycle? Did mm-hmm. you know that? Do you want to tell her about your like, can you facilitate some interaction with the adults so it's not like she's just sitting here waiting for you guys to all talk? And I think there's been this old mentality in our society that it's like children should be seen and not heard, right? And especially if you're in an adult situation, that's for adults and you should be sitting at the sidelines. And it's not explicit, but it's just this ethos that kind of exists. And so to break that up, really like having her be a part of the dinner, mm-hmm. you know, asking her, what do you want? Or, you know, having her engage with the other people I think is important. Mm-hmm. I think if she's really trying to interrupt or something, it's just like putting a hand on her, putting an arm around her. You know, connection is also presence. It doesn't have to be explicitly words or an interaction. It can just be somebody's presence. So can you show her your presence with affection or with some sort of closeness or eye contact? Or are you grabbing her hand? Are you squeezing, giving her little squeezes on her little fingernails while you're talking? And are you glancing over at her? Are you making sure she feels like that you're there? Mm-hmm. I think sometimes we get harried, right? We're like, shoot, how am I going to manage my friends, my kid? I want to talk to my friends. I don't want to have to be beholden to my child. Like, we want to have an interaction ourselves because we're probably sick of being around kids all the time. So we're craving that. But really being cognizant that they are part of this experience and they don't want to feel left out.
Totally. Yeah, that's a great idea. I mean, the touch, like alone, I think that makes so much sense. Like while you're, I mean, all of the things that you talk about, I think it works for people, like adults,
yes,
just as much as children.
That's what I say. People say to me, I'm not going to go to your workshop because it feels like it's for 5-year-olds. I'm like, no, it's for people. It's for relationships, everybody. It's not just 5-year-olds.
You don't even need to have a kid.
No. Some of my private clients will say, I took this to work and I did it with my employees. And I was like, oh, yes, a genius. Perfect. I do it with mine too.
For sure. Yeah, that's a great suggestion. Yeah, I will try to do more physicalness when I'm interacting with other people.
Yeah. Affection, especially, I think, for little kids who are really, even my older girls, I'll put my hand on, like, I'm always like, put my arm around them when I'm talking to somebody and I'll say, oh, Esme just applied to whatever school. And like, just like, mm-hmm. they need to feel like they're important.
Yeah.
That they're not just a sideshow, you know, that they're not just there, you know, accompanying you. They are actually part of this experience.
Totally.
One other thing you can do, which I used to do, some things that were hard for my daughter at that age were like birthday parties were hard. Any party where there was a lot of adults was always hard for my Esme. Dinners, like you're saying, and lunches and things were always hard. And so I started to notice that because it's also a huge transition, right? And transitions are hard for kids. So prior to transitions or into big events like that, I would do an extra special time before we would leave. So I would make sure she was super filled up before we went. And then I would also do more connection when we got home. Is it running around and playing? Was it roughhousing? Was it pillow fighting, wrestling? What was it that I could get more? Because then I noticed too, when we would get home from these, she seemed real empty. Mm-hmm. And so then I'd try to go like move into bath time. That was not going to happen because that transition was going to be crappy because she was empty. Because mm-hmm. she had spent all her connection just trying to get through that experience. So then I would have to do like something before bedtime. And people will be like, well, I can't connect before and connect after. And I'm like, well, if you don't, you're going to have a huge meltdown before and after. So wouldn't you rather pad it with connection so you have maybe a successful experience because you've built it in prior to? Like it's pre-planning, really.
Totally. Yeah. And it's something where it's like you think it's going to take longer, but in the end, it's really saving you.
Totally. That's what I say. Right. Special time. I'm like, special time has saved me copious amounts of meltdowns and struggles for cooperation. Because you can, you know, I know a lot of parents, myself included, where I'm like, can you take out the garbage? Can you take out the garbage? Can you take out? And then you're like, can you take out the garbage? You know, and it's like, I could have avoided all that if I just used connection instead. And it's like that, mm-hmm. then my kid's crying and I'm upset. Then I'm having to apologize. Then it's a whole thing. Whereas if you would have tried connection, it could very well work. Now, will it work 100% of the time? No, nothing does. Mm-hmm. Nothing does.
Yeah, nothing definitely. Works.
Yeah. I'm so glad you're trying all this stuff because I know does it feel counterintuitive or does it feel?
I think at first it did, but it's changed my life like in the last 30 days. So yeah.
Yes.
It's beautiful. Like my relationship with my daughter has completely transformed and like I love seeing her and picking her up and, you know, like I look forward to the time we spend together. So you know, before I was just like, oh, kids are so difficult. What did I What did I get myself into becoming a mom?
Why did I do this?
What did I think I was cut out for this? Yeah.
I'm so glad. What do you notice about her behavior that's changed?
I mean, she's just eager to do the things that we need to get done now. It's just like, gosh, who are you? I don't even recognize her. But I understand why she was reluctant to participate before. She was feeling alone, like lonely in her existence. And it's like, how sad. I mean, it just breaks my heart to think of that.
You didn't mean to.
No, it's just trying.
You were just trying to get through the day. I get it. I think they don't, it's not so much they're lonely, which maybe they are, but I think more and more they're resentful, right? You took my thing from me. I'm not going to do what you tell me to do because
confused.
Yeah. You took my thing. Why should I, you're going to take my thing and now I have to do what you say also? What are you talking about? Give me my thing back. Then I'll do what you say.
Totally. It's like, once you see it from that point of view, you can't unsee it. You're like, I get that. I get it now. You know, your light turns on in your brain.
Totally. You can't go back now, mm-hmm. which is lovely, I think, because it does really keep you from going back. And I think you're right. It's every relationship, right? Why would you do what your partner says if they're like, if you don't do that, I'm going to take your phone from you. Mm-hmm. You're like, I'm not doing that. Don't tell me what to do. You're not taking my phone from me.
Unconditional.
Right. And then they take your phone and you're like, well, you're a jerk. Well, I don't want to hang out with you. I'm out of here. You know, it's like, but kids have a different set of rules somehow.
Totally.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, Shanna. Well, this was so lovely. I am so excited for your progress. I'm so happy for you and Libby. Yeah, that's so sweet. I love these stories. They make me feel good.
So thankful for what you do and that I found your podcast, and it's really changed my life. So I appreciate what you're doing.
I'm so glad. Thank you for being on the Peace and Parenting podcast, Shannon. We're so lucky to have you.
Thanks for having me.
A quick thank you to our sponsors for making this podcast possible. They keep this show free to listen to.